Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Anne Rung, Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy within OMB. So, Anne, you know, we're at the time where we're looking at on the horizon, another administration will be coming into office. So, you know, one of the questions I'm asking most of my guests who join me at this stage is, what are you doing to ensure that the reforms that you've pursued and the improvements that you've made to federal acquisition are sustained into the next administration?
And I've, you know, this is the question I ask myself too at the state level, because our administration came to an end under Governor Rendell. And improving acquisitions and making government work better should not be viewed through the lens of a political party. Mm-hmm. It is not a political issue. And so I have great faith that our good efforts are going to continue under any administration, because it makes sense and it's what industry is already doing and it's what other governments are already doing. Some of the things we think about, in addition to it just being good government and it makes sense, we have purposely created a lot of these programs using career employees. And so each one of our categories, with the exception of one, is led by a career senior government executive. One is led by a term employee. Our digital IT acquisition training are career employees. So this was very intentional in that we want this to be sustained beyond this administration for many years to grow and for many years to come. We're also thinking about, because we're a policy organization, we've made sure that we've taken time to do the due diligence around creating the policies, thinking about the regulations or regulatory changes we need to make. We're thinking through, is there some congressional angle here, some way to enact some of this into law? And so we're exploring all the normal channels, but I think in the end, it's just about good government not being a Democratic or Republican issue.
Mm-hmm. So when you look out over the horizon, kind of thinking about some of the key issues that will affect the acquisition community in the federal space, what do you think some of the new things that might happen, or some of the things that we need to anticipate?
You know, I go back to the very beginning of our discussion around the rapid changes in technology are the biggest challenges for the acquisition space. How do we be nimble and fast enough and flexible enough to keep pace so we can, you know, better serve our citizens? And it's incredible when you think about how technology has just changed how we do business. You know, the power of cloud, mobile devices anywhere, anytime. Channels that allow us to reach across the globe, real-time information. It's changing how we do business, and we have to keep pace with that. And that's, to me, the greatest challenge.
The greatest challenge. So I asked you earlier, what surprised you most in your current role? What have you enjoyed most during your current stint in government?
Absolutely the people. It is really humbling to see how smart and talented my colleagues are, both state, federal level. I would challenge anyone to read about the winners of the SAMMYs, which are the Service to America Medal winners, one of the most prestigious federal government awards, and learn about the people that are, you know, fighting to stop human trafficking, or, you know, eradicating polio in India, or, you know, providing health care to veterans. And it's incredibly inspiring and humbling, and that's been the best part of my job.
So what advice would you give someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
I would say, you know, considering the people I just described, the SAMMY recipients, we want the best and the brightest. We want you to work alongside these incredible people and continue to make government the amazing group of people that it is. And we need, you know, the young and the bright and the old. We need everyone, the best and the brightest, to help us think about how to make government work better for the people that it serves.
Well, great. Thanks for coming in today. I appreciate it. It's wonderful having you. But more importantly, I'd like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, a conversation with Anne Rung, Administrator of the Office of Federal Procurement Policy within the U.S. Office of Management and Budget. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.